based off of the last question, being fastest to market, as you look out the next 12, 18, 24 months, what is the roadmap for Hitachi Data Systems?
If you look at our historical execution, you can kind of predict where we're going to go based on how we've executed in the past. About every 2.5, 3 years, we have a new product cycle release, and it's a logical extension of what we have. But there's also going to be a lot of innovation in the product lines. You'll start to see more convergence around protocols. You'll start to see us leverage the power of Hitachi, which is that we are much more than just an IT product company. Hitachi has deep expertise in a lot of vertical areas, healthcare, transportation, security systems. We're going to start leveraging that sort of innovation to build better solutions for the market. So it's not just about having the fastest, best, most efficient IT products. It's also how do you gain the knowledge of the industry market segments that you're going to be competing in. So I think you'll see an evolution of Hitachi that is beyond just a product today. So that'll be a bit of a market share shift. But on the product front, which is more tactical and tangible, I think you'll see a continued convergence of infrastructure. I think you'll see a simplification of architecture, the move to a pure virtual environment, be it server to data virtualization to information access, are all things that are going to push the products from the bottom up and from the top down to be much more integrated over time.
The security market segmentation, clearly Washington, D.C. market, Defense Department, intelligence community, Homeland Security. Where are you headed in that segment?
We have capabilities in the security space, but we're really leveraging a lot of partnerships to address those markets directly as we work with Vion as one of our partners to deliver to those communities. But we have to look at the core IP that we have, be it in Japan today and actually in the market, we've been delivering facial recognition software, which you can use for real-time analytics for video surveillance. So that's one of the core pieces of IP that we built in Japan that we're actually now to leverage on a global market. So we're going to look at how do we use our scale on our product side. We have the most scalable platforms in the market, the best performing products in the market, which security sort of entities need. We also have to look at, as we move up the IP stack into search, facial recognition, real-time analytics, and apply those to that segment, we'll be doing that not necessarily independently, but also in conjunction with a number of partners that really know that space very well.
The day of the next generation of product coming out of somebody's garage is probably long past. But if you look forward 4 or 5 years from now, we literally could be, you could be bringing to market things that are not even on a roadmap today. How do you address, how do you look out 4 or 5 years in the future?
The best way to look at 4 or 5 years into the future is really to incubate ideas with your customers. If you're expecting to go into the lab and come up with stuff that you think is going to be really relevant but not market tested, you're probably going to fail. One of the things we've innovated over the last 4 or 5 years is to work with some key customers that are forward thinking and then incubate ideas. And how do you take those ideas, mature them, productize them, and then roll them out into the market? I think it's something that HDS has done a very good job with in the past. Having said that, we also spend a tremendous amount of money on R&D. So we have to integrate, and we have been integrating the R&D laboratories in Japan with the customer-facing segments in the market. I think it's a combination of the two that's really going to get you there. You can't just be the marketing leader without the engineering competencies, but you can't just be an engineering company without market insight to deliver on a product vision.
Are your large customers that much forward thinking, that demanding?
Yes, actually, there are segments in these. Every large customer we have, if they're successful, I think we sell to some of the most successful companies on earth. They've got forward thinking people in the organization. You just have to find them, and you have to engage them and then collaborate on how you want to move forward. Everyone's under cost pressures. Everyone's is being pushed to deliver services better to their end customers. And there are a lot of really smart people in the market. So if you think you're the smartest guy in the room, you're probably not. So we have to go find the smartest guys in the room to help us get there. But I would say actually a lot of our customers are very, very innovative.
The Hitachi Limited is renowned for the amount of PhDs and patents, etc. How do you combine the forward-thinking, smartest guy in the room at a customer level with the capability of Hitachi Limited? How do you marry those two together?
Yeah, that's a very good question and not an easy answer. I think every large multinational probably has these challenges going forward. But the culture in Japan has changed quite dramatically. Nakanishi-san has taken over as CEO. He's really determined to make the IP that we have in Japan, the engineering capabilities we have in Japan, which are quite formidable, much more global. And to do that, he wants HDS to take the lead on making sure that we have the customer relationships, that we vet our roadmaps carefully, that every R&D dollar that we spend is targeted at a growing market segment where we have a relationship. So that market relationship back into engineering is a key thing that we are chartered with delivering on. I think we've done a very good job on the storage compute side of the business. Now we're going to expand it into further into the software and solution side. There's a tremendous amount of IP in Japan. The challenge has always been, how do you commercialize it? And that's the challenge we face right now. I think we're well situated to do that.